أعوذ بالله من الشيطان الرجيم. بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم. خذوه فغلوه ثم الجحيم صلوه ثم في سلسلة ذرعها 70 ذراعا فاسلكوه. In the previous ayats we read, firstly, that the people who will get the record of deeds in their right hand, the people who will be going to Jannat, and what favors of Allah upon them, and how happy they will be. Then on the other hand, unfortunately, those people who will get the record of deeds in their left hand, and those will be the people who will be going to Jahannam, and they will have realized that all the things that they had in this world is not helping them at all. And also, in order to understand the ayats in front, we have to understand that Allah has given us a very, very clear vision of the life of Akhirat in this world. Every day we sleep, and that is to remind us that one day we're going to sleep forever. Every day the sun sets, like that the life of our sun is going to set. And this is a lesson for each and every person. Even if no Nabi came to him or he did not study, but this is a lesson that he should learn, that my life of the year after. And as after the sun sets, we are not dead, we are still living. But how we prepared in the day, like that will our night pass. If we worked, earned, our night can pass comfortably in winter, in summer. In the same way, when we sleep, we are fast asleep, but we know we are not dead. There is life still. Just like that, when we go in the qabr, there will be life also. And then further, when Allah had sent so many Anbiya alayhimu salatu wasalam, and it is really unimaginable what effort they made, how many times they went to one person to remind him. And then again, then Allah revealed his kitabs, and finally the Quran Sharif, which has made the message so clear. And today everywhere azans are taking place, people are called to the oneness of Allah, to believe in Rasul sallallahu alayhi wasallam. In other words, everything has been made clear that we should believe and prepare for the Akhirah. But in spite of all this, a person didn't, and now he's got his record of books in his left hand, and he's going to Jahannam. In that light, we can understand the severe punishment that Allah Ta'ala will mete out for such people. When Allah Ta'ala will be in His great awe on that day, and now when the people have got their books in their left hand and the fortunate ones in the right hand, Allah will announce and say, خُذُوهُ فَغُلُّ اُسْكُ فَكْرُ فِرْ تُوْبْ دَالُ. Catch hold of him and put a collar onto his neck. In other words, fasten him by the neck. ثُمَّ الْجَحِيمَ صَلُّ فِرْ آگ کی دھیر میں اُسْكُ دَالُ. Then throw him into the heap that is going into Jahannam. Drag him and take him there, and they will be heaped up and then thrown into Jahannam. ثُمَّ فِي سِلْسِلَةٍ ذَرْعُهَا 70 ذِرَاعًا فَاسْلُكُوهُ. پھر ایک زنجیر میں جس کا طول 70 گز ہے اس کو جگر دو. And then fasten him in a chain of steel that will be 70 arms length. In other words, fasten him his whole body, that when he'll be thrown into the fire of Jahannam, then when a person has any difficulty and he makes some movement, he gets some relief. But he will be fastened in such a way that he can't make any movement. He can't scratch anywhere. He can't touch anywhere. He'll be fastened in that way. It is undoubtedly a severe punishment. And we are taught that we should save ourselves. We are those fortunate people that we have got the opportunity, and we understand that we save ourselves. And also we should try and save as many as other people we can from this terrible punishment. إِنَّهُ كَانَ لَا يُؤْمِنُ بِاللَّهِ الْعَظِيمِ. وہ تھا کہ یقین نہ لاتا تھا اللہ پر جو سب سے بڑا ہے. And this is because he did not believe in Allah. And Allah is so great, and Allah has made His manifestation so clear. He has created the skies, the mountains, the seas, all this a person, everyone knows, nothing can be made without a maker. And when we see all this great creation, we should realize the existence, the qudrat, the power of Allah, and we should believe in Allah. But these people just did not pay any attention whatsoever. ولا يحض على طعام المسكين, اور تاکید نہ کرتا تھا فقیر کے کھانے پر. And he should not encourage and tell people to feed the poor. In fact, these people are such that they live at the expense of the poor, exploit the poor and live at their expenses and enjoy themselves while the poor suffer. And so that a mu'min is that person that even a slave is looked after just like himself, eats what he eats, dresses like he dresses, etc. So this is those people who did not encourage and who did to feed the poor. In fact, discourage the people also that what you're giving these people, you don't have to give these people, you mustn't give them, etc. فَلَيْسَ لَهُ الْيَوْمَ حَاهُنَا حَمِيمٌ. So کوئی نہیں آج اس کا یہاں دوستار. So then on the day of Qiyamah, he will have no friends around with him. He will be in his suffering. Yes, well, if you are suffering, you hope that somebody will help you. Somebody will at least make dua for you. There he will have no friend whatsoever. وَلَا طَعَامٌ إِلَّا مِنْ غِسْلِينَ. اور نہ کچھ ملے کھانے کا مگر زخموں کا دھون. And he will get nothing to eat but pus. That is, when a person has sores and that pus and dirt comes out, that will be his food. And he will not want to eat it, but he will have no choice. That will be the only thing. And sometimes in this world we hear of people who drink their own urine, who eat their own feces when they don't have anything to eat. So there the pus of the people of Jahannam, that will be his food. لا يأكله إلا الخاطئون. کوئی نہ کھائے اس کو مگر وہی گنہگار. And nobody would eat of that but these people who will be those sinners and so helpless. So from this we understand that to bring iman is the most important thing. And no matter how much shukr we make to Allah that He has given us iman, now it is up to us to look after this iman and have concern of other people also, and make us wherever we can, however we can, join with the Tabligh Jamaat, the people who are working in our homes, in our shops, try and show them good character, invite them towards Islam. We should make that effort also. And dua, at least nobody can say, I can't make dua. Make dua for the whole of humanity, for the whole of jinn, that everyone brings iman. We will get that great reward from Allah, and that dua has effect, though we might not notice it, but it will definitely have effect. People will get tawfiq of bringing iman and saving themselves from Jahannam. May Allah give us tawfiq.